This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome to this Thursday, the 21st day of January 2016 transmission. We have another powerful John Bound report coming up in T-minus 1 minute on El Chapo and the 50 caliber rifle supplied to him by Barack Hussein Obama and the false flag attack that is Fast and Furious. That's coming up. They're trying to blame Putin right now publicly for a radioactive poisoning death a few years ago. Things are ratcheting up there. The New York Times says America's best days may be behind it now, taking a line from a Merle Haggard song, headed downhill like a snowball headed for hell. We've also got the State Department basically admitting Mexico is in a state of open collapse in many areas, and so is the United States. So we've got travel warnings out there. Huge developments on the campaign trail with Trump, and globally, high atop a mountain in Davos, the global elite fear Donald Trump and openly are scheming on how to derail him and get an establishment candidate in like Jeb Bush or Hillary Clinton. It's all coming up. I'm Alex Jones. Stay with us.
Where is El Chapo? The billionaire head of the Sinaloa drug cartel and the second most powerful man in Mexico after Carlos Slim. Well, he is sitting in the Altiplano prison after a raid on January 8th at a Los Mochis residence in northern Sinaloa. The raid netted two armored cars, two M16 rifles with grenade launchers, and two Barrett M82 sniper rifles. Fox News reported, when agents from the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives checked serial numbers of the eight weapons found in his possession, they found one of the two 50 caliber weapons traced back to the ATF program, sources said. Out of the roughly 2,000 weapons sold through Fast and Furious, 34 were 50 caliber rifles that can take down a helicopter. El Chapo would put his guardsmen on hilltops to be on guard for Mexican police helicopters that would fly through valleys conducting raids. The sole purpose of the guardsmen would be to shoot down those helicopters. This is the third time a weapon from the Fast and Furious program has been found at a high-profile Mexican crime scene. Now, the U.S. Department of Justice, under the direction of Loretta Lynch, is in the middle of an extradition battle waged by U.S. attorney offices in New York, Chicago, Miami, El Paso, and San Diego. While Lynch, whose office, under former DOJ head Eric Holder, committed the first case of criminal and civil contempt of Congress due to his responsibility for aiding and abetting the very drug lord Lynch claims to intend to prosecute. But Holder isn't in a maximum security prison. Meanwhile, Hillary Clinton praises Holder by tweeting, "From protecting voting rights to challenging discrimination, Eric Holder was one of our finest attorneys general, honored by his support. Hillary." Ah, the hubris of criminals. They just can't help themselves. Back in jolly old England, megacorporate criminal Stuart Gulliver, who admitted in 2012 to laundering hundreds of millions of dollars for El Chapo's Sinaloa drug cartel. Where is Gulliver after the deaths of 100,000 plus and 20,000 missing Mexicans were funded by the monumental $376 billion of drug money HSBC handled for Wachovia? Gulliver is currently at the Davos confab, still operating as the group chief executive of HSBC, making decisions with 61 other criminal billionaires determining the amount of carbon taxes they will be fleecing from the unsuspecting populace. The Telegraph writes, Mr. Gulliver is on a panel on business and climate change. He appears largely supportive of the COP21 decree agreed at Paris in December, but says there cannot be a binary moment when everyone drops oil and gas companies. And Guardian journalist Jill Traynor tweets, Gulliver warns Davos of pulling out of all fossil fuel investments as they are providers of jobs and taxes. And Gulliver also says, the maths do work when asked about financing of green fuel at Davos. the public wants to do this, according to Global Mafia Chief Stuart Gulliver. As El Chapo sits in a maximum security prison he has already escaped, he embodies the mentality of a global criminal organization, Goliath, that protects...
That's right.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
You only once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait.
No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
For all of recorded history, civilizations around the world praised the health benefits of silver. At InfoWars Life, our mission is to bring you the highest quality, purest, cleanest, effective colloidal silver on the market today for the lowest price available. Now, InfoWarsLife.com has taken colloidal silver to the next level using a cutting-edge technique that is free of toxic artificial additives. InfoWarsLife.com developed a silver bullet by closely working with one of the top silver manufacturing labs in the United States. We set out to bring you the very best at the lowest price. Find out more about the proprietary development of Silver Bullet at InfoWarsLife.com. In these times, it's essential to have high-quality colloidal silver on hand. No survival chest is complete without Silver Bullet. Exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Secure your Silver Bullet today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
You've heard Infidel Body Armor ads for years. You've thought about investing in body armor, but just haven't found the time. Stop. Now is the time. You want the industry leader. You need a proven product. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Products made in the USA, designed to protect Americans. We make armor easy to understand and easy to purchase. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Get yours before time runs out.
Aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
I see your hair is burning. Hills are filled with fire. If they say I never loved you, you know they are a liar.
Friends, we are kicking off another global transmission on this Thursday, 21st day of January 2016. Thank you for joining us today. Every few days or every week or so, there is a major theme that emerges in the news. And it could come from the new media, the alternative media, or the dinosaur media. In the last few weeks, they've had the theme that, oh, we're growing humanoids inside farm animals and harvesting their organs, but we're not going to show it to you. It's quasi-secret. And then there's no debate about, do these creatures have rights? Is there biological species problems here giving rise to zoological viruses and bacteria, which we know there is? And so it just comes out for a week or two, and then it just blows over, and now it's just accepted. There's no cultural resistance. And now they've gone, in the last really month, there's been another theme that's intensifying this week, that you know what, there is a global depression. You know what, there is a global collapse. You know what, America's best days are behind it now. We're headed downhill like a snowball headed for hell. With no chance for freedom or to ring the Liberty Bell, to quote Merle Haggard. And I love how the establishment comes along to tell you we're about to go into a hardcore depression right as it intensifies, and then they'll probably give themselves some Peabody Awards, some Pulitzer Prizes or something, while attacking InfoWars.com and yours truly for telling you about it years ago and telling you exactly what would cause the crisis, because it's a foregone conclusion. The bigger issue is they're going to use these crises now to get even more regulations passed on the little guy, and more banker bailout, corporate welfare of our money to them. They're engineering this financial storm to consolidate control and loot the daylights out of us, and we're going to go over all of that. But when you read, are our best days behind us, they then say, oh, it's because there's not enough taxes, not enough regulations. That's what Davos said 5 years ago. We need... That's the public Bilderberg group meeting, now ongoing high atop a mountain until this weekend there in Davos, Switzerland. We need $100 trillion every decade of a new global currency so that we can save the world and give you jobs. And it's $100 trillion backed by carbon taxes, currency taxes, wire transfer taxes, credit card usage taxes, just raping you in the cashless society. Once they've got you in the cashless society, they can charge you $5, $10 every time you use your card. They can charge you when you transfer your paycheck into your account. They can regulate and track everything you do. They can end underground economies that are essential during tyrannical economies just to survive. This is a scientific takeover. Sure enough, the main push is global government and class warfare and saving the poor, this from the top micron percent. We've done the math. If there's 6,000 superclass in the world, according to Henry Kissinger and Rothkopf and the Kissinger Group, which I agree with, that's top technicians, top billionaires, and then above them, just a few families that control that. If you add 6,000 people and then say they have half the wealth of the planet, and you divide that out, the numbers, I forget, was it 9 or 10 zeros? 0000000000000, and then I think it was 2-3. But you can do the math. I mean, you can look at different estimations of world wealth and then just divide 6,000 people. But we'll first cut that wealth in half and then divide that number, 6,000, into that, and then you get a basic percentage point. We're not talking about the 1%. We're not talking about the 2%. The 1% are the people that own a big boat at the harbor. They're the people that get their hair done. They're the people that buy cars. They're the people that buy curtains. They're the people that put their kids through college. They're the folks that build companies. They're the drivers of society. They're the Renaissance. And let me tell you, they're an endangered species, just like the Great Plains buffalo. Once there were many, now they're down to about a third of what they were in the 50s, all over the world, from Japan to the U.S., and soon they'll be gone. And you'll have a tiny, tiny percentage of people that have basically everything. And this is in the age of liberalism, the age of high taxes, the age of regulation, the age of Davos and the forums and carbon taxes, and just everything should be so good. And the scholarships and the tuition and just all the freebies and all the goodies, and it just gets worse and worse and worse and worse. And worse. So that's the big theme here today. We've got a bunch of guests coming on, a ton of news. International intrigue, KGB supposed murders, stealth wars, Leanne McAdoo reporting from the ground in Flint, Michigan, and more. But before we do all that, Let's just look at the real state of the world. There is unprecedented exponential wealth capacity with technological developments. Every time our economy grew to 5, 6, 7%, the Federal Reserve would come in and say, it's overheating, we're going to regulate it, we're going to raise interest rates, we're going to do this, we're going to do that. And everything is maneuvering us into collapse. And that's what the IMF and World Bank do in third world countries. That's what they're now doing here. Mexico is an incredibly gorgeous, wealthy country when it comes to actual resources. And Mexico has more billionaires, because Mexico is the microcosm of America. Mexico has more billionaires per capita for their 130 million population or whatever it is right now. Let's look up the population of Mexico, because it's growing all the time. And then there's the 60 million here, of course. The U.S. State Department, police capacity non-existent in Mexican state bordering Texas, and then it goes over all these other states in Texas or in Mexico where they say it's completely lawless and the most dangerous country in the world, and don't go there. Well, it's safe to go to Cancun or a few other controlled zones, but that's it. Mexico is a fallen, failed state run by the same criminals. I mean, it's come out with Wachovia, Wells Fargo, the other big six banks, all running the airplanes, laundering the drug money. Again, Bloomberg 5 years ago in 2 years reported that in 2008 and 2009, Wachovia and Wells Fargo laundered $378 billion in Mexican drug money in 2 years. And that's just two of the big banks. They ran the airplanes. They ran the guns. And then it came out the same airplanes were being used to fly kidnapped people on. Oh, but the bankers wear suits. They're nice. Warren Buffett eats ice cream on TV and plays tennis. Give me a break. And now they're going to lock up El Chapo, say goodnight to the bad guy. And he is a bad guy, but he's nothing compared to these people. The Sinaloa cartel was the main CIA-driven cartel on record. It's been in the Chicago Tribune, been in the El Paso Times. His number two guy got caught, extradited. And he got up in court and said, here's my CIA code name. Here, and the judge, federal judge goes, whoa, shut it down. And then one day later said he is under national security. He's who he says. Release him. Release him. Then the feds grabbed him again and took him to some other court. So this is how they operate. This is what they do. And then you catch the government of this degenerate-run system with a Barrett 50 cal. I own the exact Barrett. It's the same Marine Corps or Army version. That's what the field troops use. Big, bad, and camo green. And they found, of course, with illegal weapons like Russian-made RPGs. Yeah, you don't buy a rocket-propelled grenade at the gun shop. It's all been illegally gotten. But they want to blame the Second Amendment, caught in the false flag, CBS News, and it's hardly in the news today. It comes out, oh, another gun that our government shipped down there to blame the Second Amendment in a frame-up, caught with El Chapo, and then there's nothing else in the news about it today. It comes out, boom, no more coverage. Just like we had Louis Farrakhan on in a TELT interview about bringing people together, zero, almost zero coverage. But here's the New York Times. America's best days may be behind it. And they have a picture of Mary Tyler Moore looking young and devastatingly good looking. I still, a woman like her in her youth, that to me is a good looking woman right there. But I digress. I'm just admiring God's creatures. Take a look back at some of the most popular TV programs in the 60s, the Dick Van Dyke Show, Bewitched, and even Beverly Hillbillies, and what do you see? And it goes on to describe all the happiness and all the goodness and then per capita income mirroring what you saw. But see, that's when men and women work together. We've all been taught to fight with each other now and to be losers. And we have all these regulations and we shipped our jobs to China and India. We got screwed over. We trusted the system. What made America great was not trusting the system and sticking together and having local government. That's all gone now. Now we have the big multinational combines. And this new video up on Infowars.com with the BLM bragging there in Oregon about all the, quote, money they've stolen. They say, we've stolen money and land. And they give each other awards.
You have stolen a lot of money. Here's an award. And they do it in front of cameras. Why not?
I saw some of the moron commenters, and they're going, why is this a repost of a story yesterday? No, there was an article yesterday. This is a video report with David Knight. And I know the trolls know that. I just have to say they're inventing new ways to cause infighting and mindlessness and change the subject that people see right through it. We'll be back. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com. 541-229-0010.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
If survivalist housing has been in your plans, get ready. We're bringing our Timberline Range Camps to you February 6th through 14th, the Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Get an up-close look at some of our most popular Timberline models or visit survivalistcamps.com to pre-order a camp. We'll bring it to the show and save you the cost of shipping. It's the perfect time to get that camp you've wanted. Go to survivalistcamps.com, then plan on joining us at the Great American Outdoor Show in February in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
All the leaves are brown.
We need to be upset. We need to be in the system space saying, we know you're criminals. One thing Donald Trump says that is not true, we got the Donald Trump news coming up in the next segment, there's a lot of it, is he says we have stupid leaders We have idiot negotiators. We have people screwing America over, making nothing but bad deals. No, there have been global combine meetings, many of which have been leaked, many of which Judicial Watch and others have sued and gotten, at these North American Union and other global confabs where we learn what happens. Agreements were made to give China rare earth minerals worldwide. That's why they get 97% of rare earth minerals. Just a snapshot. Google it. I'm not kidding. China gets 97% of rare earth minerals. If a U.S. company tries to go anywhere in the world and get rare earth minerals, the federal government sues them, shuts them down, won't let them import it. That's a whole other scandal. You think they're just shutting off our coal plants? You think they're just setting up internal tariffs with regulations to make our jobs go to China? They're hitting us on thousands of precision warfare economic fronts. And I get chills when I talk about this. I mean, holding this country down has been incredibly hard for the globalists, but they've done it. While using all our money to build a giant military that fights to build the world government, and then we get the blame. China gets all of our major deep water ports, east and west coast. China gets the Panama Canal for free. We built it. We run it. The only passage from the Atlantic into the Pacific, other than going around the horn, we give them something worth an estimated $5 trillion in a treaty in 1979, and then it's transferred in 2000, and Congress couldn't even stop it. Can we just keep going forever? Our last lead smelting plant closed. We can't even produce bullets in America. Our components are made in China for the fighter planes and the missiles. It's a total takeover. It isn't dumb leaders that make bad deals. They made deals. That's why Maurice Strong and all these globalists end up retiring in China, in Taiwan, in Hong Kong. They're gone. They made the deals with a country that had a billion slaves, now a billion 300 million. They sold us out for globalism on purpose. And when you see these people on TV and you listen to these pundits and you listen and see every father figure put down in movies and TV and dramas, you know you're looking at the enemy of you and your family and your wife and your children and your husband. My God, people, come together and admit you're under attack and stop all the stupid infighting on race and all this garbage. That is the least of our problems. Flint, Michigan is rotting. There's less than 20% of the people that was there back in the 50s and 60s. It's gone. It's collapsing. It's a dead city. No amount of money can prop it up. It's condemned. Of course the water systems are scams. Of course they're full of poison. Everywhere they can take pure aquifer water out, the most pure on earth in Arkansas, and they dump hundreds of chemicals in it when they're done under state law. Multinationals came in and lobbied for it because you pay for the poison. And now they're going, hey, this is kind of a hoax. You know, Flint's water is not any more toxic than a lot of other cities. What I've been saying, but that's not the hoax. The hoax is it's all poison. And they're the very Democrats that got the water fluoridated, that called everybody a conspiracy theorist if you say it's dangerous. They're going, oh, black people, they want to murder you. It's extermination. It's genocide with the poison water. It's on purpose. Look, we have the governor's email where for a couple years he keeps telling Flint, it's your municipal responsibility under state law. Fix it. No, it's the governor. It's the feds. You need to do it. Oh, it's the feds that shipped your jobs overseas, Michigan. And it's the unions that harassed and jacked with everybody so bad in Michigan that the factories moved to Texas. But, oh, you're too stupid to get in your cars and get a wagon behind you and drag all your stuff down here. You know, the Dust Bowl hit the poor people of Oklahoma, black, white, Native American, didn't matter.
wiped everything out 80, 90 years ago, what'd they do? They all moved to California. I mean, did the Dust Bowl come along because there was some racist? It's incredible how people have no will to survive.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Secret 12, InfoWars Lights, vitamin B12 formulation. Most forms of vitamin B12 are highly processed and synthetic and cannot be properly absorbed by the body. That's why for real results, so many are having to turn to painful B12 injections, which are known to have higher absorption rates. InfoWarsLife.com is excited to announce that we can bring you our most bioactive, powerful form of B12 that has been developed with our exclusive perfected process. Secret 12 is a binary of nutrimedical grade bioavailable coenzyme forms of B12, methylcobalamin, the same kind used in B12 injections, and adenosylcobalamin. Secret 12 is simply taken by mouth, right on the tongue, and then swallowed. No needles, no injections. Don't take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Discover the secret. Secret 12. Secure your revolutionary Secret 12 formula right now at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139. InfoWars Life. Secret 12.
There's one major factor affecting the health of millions, and most people are completely unaware. Acid levels. Soda, meat, dairy, caffeine, and sugar can all lead to elevated acid levels in the body. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops get the body's pH levels back in perfect balance. It's a holistic, natural, and powerful approach that will give you greater health, vitality, and zest for life. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
I wandered so aimless, life filled with sin. I wouldn't let my dear Savior in. Then Jesus came like a stranger in the night. Praise the Lord, I saw the light.
I saw the light.
I saw the light,
I saw the light.
No more darkness, no more night. Now I'm so happy, no sorrow inside. Praise the Lord, I saw the light.
That's Hank Williams bringing us in search of Americana. I just talked to via text up. Billy Corrigan, of course, is Smashing Pumpkins. He's working on a very interesting project dealing with Americana that we'll be able to tell you about in the future. A lot of people fighting tyranny with art, fighting tyranny with ideas. You want to know how to defeat the globalists? Produce liberty-based art, liberty-based ideas, things that are beautiful, things that are strong. Hold up things that the globalists don't want to be seen. Everything they push, we promote the opposite. It's pretty simple. Then you can politically, you can religiously, you can scientifically, you can financially. See how opposing them is always a good idea once you go through the technicals. Man, there is so much news now that I need to get into. But when you read articles like America's Best Days, maybe behind it, in the New York Times, and more, it really makes me sick. And America has been taught how to tear itself up. America has been taught how to have a chip on its shoulder. And there's a lot of real things out there that do illustrate that America does have a lot of problems, obviously. But are they our main problems? It's like this boycott the Oscars. Will Smith won't be at the Oscars. Good, I don't watch the Oscars. I don't even boycott it. I just don't worship a bunch of preening peacocks on egomaniac trips. I like good films. I like good actors. But they're not the real world. They're the tail. I'm the dog. They're the tail. You're the dog. People are like, are you excited that Chris Carter has come out and said that a lot of his new series is based on InfoWars information, and there's a character based on you, and I've now talked via email with Carter and his folks, and he's a listener and all the rest of it, and we're going to probably get a chance to interview him or talk to him soon. I just did that request yesterday. But the point is that what I'm really proud of is that I'm influencing the culture. You see, we're driving the bus here. And that's what you have to realize, folks. You have the power. I told this story a few weeks ago. And again, it's not about a power trip. It's to show the influence you have. If you go and do an access television show in a good-sized town or city, and you do a decent job and have some energy and you know, give your opinion and views, or even take a video camera out and shoot some reports, you will end up getting viewers. Then you can use that platform to put it on YouTube, whatever you want. It's like this lady that went to these government meetings and shows them all bragging about, quote, stealing money and stealing land in Oregon. It's sensational video. But somebody just had to go to the open event and just see what they're saying. It's like we're dodo birds that just sit there when the sailors get off the ships and they run over and whack us on the head with an oar and then eat us. The dodo birds didn't run. They were extinct in just a few years. I mean, the politicians, their bureaucrats, the globalists are just running around robbing everything, just announcing like they're folks out of the movie Road Warrior, you know, that they're going to sack our society. And we're just sitting here like dodo birds taking it. But again, Mike Judge, Hank Hill, Gribble, and one of the other characters on one of the biggest TV shows in history, based in a composite of me and two other people. I mean, King of the Hill, X-Files 2, but here's what's important. It's not me saying, look, these big hit TV shows are partially based on me. He was developing that in 95, 96, started airing in 97, folks. I was on access television and local radio and already influencing people. That's what I'm getting at. Just like this lady, who I want to get on, by the way. Guys, who went into these retirement events held by the BLM in these lavish ballrooms with them bragging about their enterprises. See, it's not that I'm special, she's special. It's that it's, I guess, special in a land of zombies, in a land of spectators, in a land of people that don't take action. When you do something original, when you do something grassroots, it will end up having an effect. Maybe not the first time you do it, maybe not the 10th time you do it, but it will end up having a big effect. And a lot of times the first time somebody goes out to expose corruption, I mean, talk about Providence. Again, 2000 is all over the news nationwide, one of our first big, huge stories. We had a lot before that, but it was big. And a lady goes, Alex, you better come out of the state rep meeting hall, where I was about to testify, there's bribery going on. And like a movie, the head of the gun control group was going, 100, 200, 300, good testimony. And we just caught that on tape, and it defeated a bunch of gun bills, they admitted. And then the paper called up and said, why are you racist? The people he was paying were black. Would you have said if they were white? And I said, of course. But the real racism was the white gun control guy with the three young black men who didn't act like that behind the scenes, but once they got up on the stage, they went, yo, 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 I got guns, I'll hurt you, I'll take you down, I'm a dangerous thug. Playing the part. Actors from Houston, from an art program, we later learned, were paid to get up there and go, yo, yo, we're, you know, stereotypical black thug. Be like in the white guy to be, you know, stereotypical white thug, you know, and say, I'm racist or something. I mean, it was so sick. Here they were engaged in the racism. Look at Michael Moore perched on top Flint. Michael Moore worth over $100 million. They're at Flint going, racism, racism, genocide against blacks. 60% of the town's blacks, so it's genocide. But never saying a word about all the poison water. Never pointing out why all this is really happening. Saying socialism is the answer to fix Flint. Flint's gone. You might be able to stabilize parts of Detroit. It's sick to watch these people operate, and that's why America's best days are behind it now until we wake up and realize what's happening. Now, before we go any further into the news and some clips I want to get to, this is the Wayne Madsen Report at InfoWars.com. U.S. harbors ISIS-linked terrorists. U.S. changes status of ISIS-linked group to protected organization. This is documented. It is a big, big deal. And Wayne Madsen will be joining us to talk about this and more. There's another article he had yesterday that we published at InfoWars.com. Globalists covering up jihadist violence. International agreement between some nations to downplay migrant crisis. And he's got the scoop on that. But it is an organized planetary agenda that is constantly being tweaked and adjusted, but moving in the same direction. And going along with it only ensures things are going to get worse. Now, before I get into the Trump news, because it ties into all this, let's get into the financial news. Global stocks sink on fresh growth fears. Remember, 3 weeks ago, Soros gets up right as the new year starts, and on the 1st of January, 21 days ago, 3 weeks ago exactly, blows the horn, the foghorn, and says, the global collapse has begun. When he's all pre-positioned. And then, like dutiful stewards, the mainstream horror media begins to create the panic so they can have their organized collapse, which is meant to come. It's got to come, but they're timing it. They're running when it happens, just like the Arab Spring, to consolidate control. Global stocks sink on fresh growth fears. Dow Industrial pair losses to drop 249 point, while shares in Japan and UK enter bear markets. Jobless claims jump to 7-month high, Market Watch. And that's with cooked numbers, as phony as a $3 bill. Stock route demotes Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey from billionaire to millionaire. Oil prices fall below $28 a barrel, less than cost of actual barrel. Guess who builds those barrels? China. Rare earth minerals. Because there's a set deal where they get every stinking bit of it by agreement. You want to have a gold mine you've had for 50 years? It's operating, making a profit? We're going to shut you down, and 1 year later, a Chinese firm's going to come in, and they can dump cyanide right in the river, and nothing's going to be said, because there's a deal been made. And you ain't in it, and I'm not in it. But they haven't gotten all our guns, and they can't get us all to take their vaccines, and they're hopping mad, and people are refusing their GMOs, and people are pulling their kids out of their government-run schools. And people are moving away in exodus from the big cities, and the system's mad and is out there trying to shut down every small town and shut down the Amish and shut down small farms. But local governments and local police aren't going along with it and are having meetings and know it's a takeover plan. And we're getting up on our feet and getting our hands around the globalist throat, and its face is turning blue, and those little eyes are bugging out of that snot-nosed face. And everywhere are the real signs of vengeance rising. But it's a dichotomy, it's a paradox. It's the best of times, worst of times. It was a summer of heaven and a winter of hell. Because many people are totally turning themselves over to the system and believing anything it says, and they're just committing to being morons and giving up. But still, a giant minority of people worldwide of every race, color, creed, and religion are waking up to what's happening, discovering the rabbit hole, and investigating for themselves. And once you see it, you don't ever turn back, and you don't ever shut your mouth once you know what we're really facing. Apple falls close to freakout level as it continues to plunge, losing as much as 3.4% in one day yesterday. Crashing oil prices hit former Texas boom towns. Yep, big time. That's just some of the news we're going to be covering on that front. Before I go any further, though, I want to get into Donald Trump. As I said earlier, Donald Trump is wrong. I like Donald Trump. The whole Davos elite are absolutely out to get him. That's in the news. Trump fear stalks Davos as elite prey for spring reality check. Oh, the reality check of the same old bought and paid for candidates on both sides that will bring us the exact same agenda. And the people are desperately waking up, going for anybody they think is Americana like Trump or Cruz. Concerns over protectionism and U.S. reputation bubble up. Ex-White House advisor still thinks Obama will be nominee. Protectionism. You mean where China can have massive tariffs and stuff on us, but we can't on them? And where the World Trade Organization keeps ruling on behalf of them? And where they keep their currency super low, another tariff? And all the slave labor and the no environmental regulations, but we have all of them, so we can't compete? They're shutting down our power plants, but not theirs. They're building more. Oh, you're worried about protectionism. What about being screwed over by the globalists? All he said is he's not going to let these one-sided deals continue. And he's going to put economic pressure on China. By the way, we're already imploding anyways under the Walmart Chinese communist model. And there's an article up on Infowars.com that breaks all this down. Trump has now come out and responded to Glenn Beck, who's constantly attacking him, saying he's a Hillary plant. I see no evidence of that. He's been viciously going after Hillary on the rapes and all the rest of it. And the Clintons are in big trouble because of it, something the other Republicans won't do. And so the bottom line is we don't need Glenn Beck and Donald Trump fighting. But that's what Beck's going to do to insert himself into this. And he's now going around with Cruz, which I think is a big mistake. I don't care if he campaigns with him, but making an attack on Donald Trump, and it's going to blow up both their faces, and you notice that suddenly, not because of the Palin endorsement, in my view, but because of the attacks that Cruz is involved in on Trump, Cruz is starting to go down in polls in New Hampshire and other areas. The exact same thing that Rand Paul did 6 months ago, and I told him, on air, off air, I said, do not attack Trump. If you want to beat him, pick up the rhetoric, the Americana rhetoric. Didn't listen to me. And I like Rand Paul. He was on last week. But Trump's now history. He's got the whole establishment against him. Even if he hasn't been perfect in the past, he wants to be president. He wants to be the guy that's the turnaround executive that helps save America. And that's not in the globalist plan. So look for him to blow up his airplane or shoot him or, you know, put dead bodies in his backyard or say he's a child molester. I mean, get ready, folks. They're going to pull out the stops. Say he's a mafia don. Who knows? But Trump mocks Cruz's plan to campaign with wacko Glenn Beck. Donald Trump calls Glenn Beck endorsement of Ted Cruz a sad answer to Sarah Palin endorsement. Donald Trump mocked Glenn Beck's planned appearances with Ted Cruz in Iowa in the coming days, portraying it as a sad answer to Sarah Palin's endorsement of his own candidacy earlier this week. Yeah, what that is basically Clear Channel endorsing Cruz. whatever, I'll take either one of them, but we don't need these two damaging each other ahead of this to help Hillary. And I know their answer is, hey, Alex, we got to beat each other. Okay, well, Cruz, you're not going to beat Trump doing that. I'd be just as happy with you in there, quite frankly. But you've been given bad advice, buddy. You really have been. And there's this whole line that Trump's establishment, because he says the establishment's been calling him lately, saying, you know, let off, we'll work with you. That's Trump saying he's having victory. When the establishment comes groveling on their knees, on their all fours, that smells like victory. That doesn't. See, I've always said I want to take over the establishment and return the republic, not just hide out in the woods with a gun imagining I'm a secret agent. I want to take the republic back. I want to win and then dismantle the government 90%. That's what a statesman does, what a leader does. You have to be ready to win, folks. You have to be ready to win, or you'll never win. But the churches have taught us it's the end of the world, foregone conclusion. There's nothing we can do. It's the end of the world. So just don't believe anything can ever be fixed. Don't worry about your kids on drugs or whatever they're doing. Just sit back and just turn everything loose. Let the government run things, and Jesus will fix it all. Well, that's not what my Bible tells me. And we're in trouble. Look at the fruits of what we've done in this country, turning things over and laying down. That article's up on InfoWars.com. The big news, straight ahead, Russia's Putin, this is Reuters, approved London murder. Yeah, right. Stay with us.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockhart Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockhartPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockhartPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockhartPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
You ain't got nothing if you ain't free.
I'm in nothing, honey, but it ain't free. That feeling good was easy to hold when they sang the blues. You know, feeling good was
was good enough for me.
There's a video report that David and I filed yesterday that I really need to play sometime today. It's Smart Guns, Dumb and Dumber. But I want to retweet that article and video out at Real Alex Jones because folks need to see this and understand what's behind smart cars, smart guns, smart meters. That means tax you, trace you, scam you, screw you over. And Obama wants $6 billion of tax money given to the auto industry to have the new revolution of smart cars, which they admit are going to tax you by the mile. And if the public's dumb enough to buy into it, they'll just have some sports icon go, I love my self-driving car, and every face painter will run out and get one. Or maybe you could wake up and stop being so gullible and reject it. Just like we're rejecting McDonald's. The fall of McDonald's is a microcosm of how no matter what they do, they're imploding. People are done with them. Same thing with other big establishment outfits like Walmart and others. People are really getting it now. And as a culture, you just say no, it's over. Unless they get a full prison grid in over you. I want to get to this Reuters article on Russia, which signals a big shift towards conflict, towards war. Before we do that, though, ladies and gentlemen, I don't steer you wrong. I really bust my hind end and I bust my gray matter trying to really bring you the best products, the very best water filtration systems. Look at what's happening in Flint and other areas. If you're not getting water filtration systems and not filtering your water and not getting the proper systems that really cut out the garbage, you're insane in my view. 10% off all the water filtration systems at InfoWarsStore.com and free shipping on the new ProMax 4-stage shower filter that destroys any competition out there and is incredibly low price. Free shipping and 10% off promo code WATER. And then finally, Survival Shield Nascent Iodine X2 is the purest, most powerful iodine we believe anybody else has. There may be somebody out there that's got some iodine that's more pure. We haven't found it. And what it does is amazing. Read the reviews. Read about the science behind it. It's the good halogen. It's amazing. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com. Get 50% off that right now and Super Male Vitality. Experience it for yourself. Read the 4.5-star out of 5-star reviews at InfoWarsLife.com. And again, I want to thank you all for purchasing the products because they make it all possible. We have the new We Will Never Surrender the Second Amendment limited edition T-shirt at InfoWarsStore.com as well. And, of course, you can always subscribe for $5.95 a month to see the nightly news when it first airs and so much more at InfoWarsNews.com or PrisonPlanet.tv. But without you supporting us, we are nothing. So you are the InfoWar, and I salute you and also thank our affiliates and other sponsors and the network, GCNLive.com. All right, I'm going to get more into this in the next 5 minutes segment, and then we start having guest on Leanne McAdoo from Flint. Larry Nichols has huge breaking news on the fact that he believes they are getting ready to probably run Biden with Elizabeth Warren. That's going to be breaking. Wayne Madsen, former of the NSA, huge evidence of exactly what's happening with the radical jihad insertions. But on the Putin situation, let me boil it down, and then I'll go into detail. When they start coming out in Reuters and AP, and it's all over the headlines, Russia's Putin probably approved London murder of ex-KGB agent Litvinenko, UK inquiry says. This is the UK government that got caught lying about WMDs in Iraq, killing their head inspector, Dr. David Kelly. I mean, there is covering up the pedophilia. I believe something out of the UK government, like I believe something coming out of the mouth of Satan himself. But whatever. The Russians, pretty much, I'm not defending what the Russians do. If they have a right to kill their secret agents when they become traitors. I mean, that's what you're supposed to do. Who knows if they killed them? The evidence isn't overwhelming. The point is, this signals something big. But I do know this. A bunch of Russian officials have been dropping dead, including the head of all Russian security 2 weeks ago. There's an internal, behind-the-scenes, black-op war going on, folks. Stuff is getting hot. And that means dangerous.
Visit GCNLive.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you?